At the March 9th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Lynn Bostick, the Director of Curriculum, announced the county winners of this year's Young Writers Contest. They are Eliza Cedarleaf, a first grader from Nicole Rose Taylor's class at Hillsborough Elementary School, and it is titled All About Snow. Trey Sattler, a fourth grader from Melissa Taylor's class at Greenbank Elementary School, and it is titled My First Fair Steer. And finally, Madeline Landis, a fifth grader from Dondi Stemple's class at Marlinton Elementary School, and it is entitled The Baking Fiasco. Congratulations to these county-winning students. Their entries will now be submitted to the state-level contest. State winners will be notified in March, but not announced to the public until Young Writers Day on May 7th. First-place county winners will receive commemorative certificates and participate in workshops with published authors on West Virginia Young Writers Day. State winners in each of the contest categories will receive checks for $100 for first place, $50 for second place, and $25 for third place. If you would like to read these stories, you will find a link to them in this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. In addition to the comments about the ELA curriculum in Ms. Mann's class at PCHS, which were reported on in part one of our story about this meeting, also at this meeting, the second public meeting was held regarding next year's school calendar. The 2021-2022 school year will begin on August 18th for students and end on May 25th, 2022. The board voted to approve this calendar. Mr. Beam clarified that since the current school year did not begin until after Labor Day, the last day for students this year will be June 3rd. Spring break this year will be from Thursday, April 1st through Monday, April 5th, returning to school on April 6th. A parent of four children attending county schools, Manor Hasino, asked the board to consider expanding the number of family members allowed to attend school basketball games. Student Representative Alan Gibson reported that basketball practice at the high school has begun. Lucy Masesso talked about the success of the 4-H program. Ron Hall said the county schools are applying to the School Building Authority for a needs project which will include new windows at PCHS, a new sprinkler system at Marlinton Elementary School, and replacement HVAC systems at the Hillsborough and PCHS gyms. Ruth Bland delivered a technology update. She talked about the problems the schools have been experiencing with telephone service from Frontier. She said all students in 8th through 12th grades have now received tablet devices, but the USDA's grant, which would supply students in the remaining grades, has been denied. However, that could be reconsidered. Superintendent Beam said they are still working on holding a summer school in June for those students who wish to attend. There have been 37 employees who have shown interest in working this, but they are still short of bus drivers and custodians. Beam also said he will be speaking with their attorneys on March 22nd to learn the status of the county's lawsuit, which is seeking to recoup the state aid money the schools were shorted in years past. He will brief the board on what he learns about the case, which is scheduled to go to mediation in April. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.